Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones with the Tuesday Tip, episode number 46. I am super excited that you joined me, and Happy New Year. I am excited about the new year. I'm changing up the show a little bit. Probably will only have one or two guests on here per week, and the other times it will be me, and I'm going to bring back Throwback Thursday. So many people love that when I replayed episodes of people that were on here before. So just look forward to that for this week. I took the day off Monday, but I definitely will be doing Tuesday Tip and the Wednesday Queen's Question, and just really, you know, putting some new life into the show. I hope you will continue to join me and share with your friends. So let me start off by saying this. This week's word is New Year, because it is a Happy New Year. And I just wanted to share with you guys that New Year is tough for a lot of people, because you know what they do? They make a ton of New Year's goals. New Year's goals. I mean, it is people at that gym. You know, you can't move in there right now, and come February, it'll be all over. You know, so I, goodness, just want you to be so clear about all of the New Year's goals. You know, so I just be careful with that you won't overdo it, and just really put some thought into what you're doing. But the word New Year, the N stands for notice. I want you to notice what went right in 2016, and I want you to notice what went wrong. One of the things that we always have to do is we have to be so much about what's going good and what's going wrong. We have to learn from everything that we encounter. So I just want you to notice the good and the bad. The E stands for extreme. You know, it's so easy to be extreme in terms of your work ethic, in terms of, goodness, sometimes how you respond to folks. So be careful about being so extreme, you know. You know, I want you to just have a great time and just expose people to the real you, and just really, when you're being extreme, make sure you're extreme in a good way, you know. So just that about being extreme. Okay, the W stands for work. You know, it's so important that you work. And I will tell you this, there are people who had great jobs who ended up getting sick due to maybe cancer or some other ailment or whatnot. Think about my mom when she retired with a heart condition, and she did not want to retire. I think she would have worked till she was 80 years old if she could have. But here's the deal. You appreciate working when you can't work anymore. So just appreciate work. Just know that work is a blessing. It is indeed privilege to be able to work. Honor your boss and your place of employment, and if it's for you, move on. And sometimes you need to break up with stuff, y'all. Sometimes a breakup is necessary. So if your work environment's not working for you, do something else. The Y in year stands for yell. I want you to yell your intentions to the universe. And what I mean by that is really be vocal about it. And I'm not saying you have to be vocal with anyone else. I'm saying you need to be vocal with yourself. You need to be vocal with the universe. You need to write down some prayers and wishes and dreams and physically write them. I made it a point today to type up some things that I wanted, but I'm going to go back and write those things down, because I truly believe in what everybody says that is so true, the scientists and whatnot, that you have to write your goals down to see any progress. So I want you to yell those intentions out to the universe and get the universe's attention that, hey, I'm somebody. I'm going to do this thing, and I'm going to be accounted for. So yell your intention out to the universe. The E stands for experience. I want you to share your experience with others. And what I mean by that, it's so important that you, for instance, if you know that you have a coaching package, how do they know what type of experience they will get with you? when you're doing your marketing, make sure you use good descriptors of, I'm looking at one of my goal posters right here, and it says life of the party. Most people that know me know that I love to have fun, and I love to do fun stuff, you know? So I've been called the life of the party so much that I just have claimed that as one of my attributes. And I let people know I am the life of the party. If you have me at an event, I'm going to, not only if you want me to come and MC an event, I'm going to be exciting and fun, and people are going to be able to connect with me because I am the life of the party. So I just let people know that up front. Have some good descriptors so people can know what their experience will be with you. And if you have customers that have already signed up with you and worked with you, please get good. And I want to even challenge you to not only get written evaluations and written testimonies, I want them to do some video testimonies. Super, super important in this day and age that people see people and people can experience some things with people due to what they hear from your testimonies. So remember that. The A stands for attitude. And if I had to say anything in this year, make sure your attitude stays right. It's so easy to dip into the negative Nellies, you know? It is so easy to dip into negative Nellies. I will say this, that when you know that something is for you, you will stay excited about it. So I want to know if you know what's in store for you. Do you know what you're striving for? Do you know it's important that you know some things? You know, that you really, you know some things, you know? So when you do that, your attitude will stay good. Your attitude will stay so good. And I just want you to be so excited at all times. Because here's what I know. If you can't be excited about something, oh, my goodness, you probably won't have a chance to do something, I don't know, to do something great. Because, see, your attitude affects everything. Your altitude, it affects everything. So I just want you to know with a shadow of a doubt, work on your attitude. Work on your attitude. And when you do, it will make all the difference in the world. So this has been, oh, and the R stands for readjust your plan. Here's what I have, without a shadow of a doubt, things are going to go wrong. And even though we think, oh, everything is wonderful and positive and, you know, no, some things are going to go wrong. And it's okay, you know. I want to be okay with some things going wrong. Because here's what I know. Things are not worth saving, you know. And I know that's hard to say, but true. Not worth saving. And with that being said, you've got to really time knowing what you want and be able to readjust that plan without a problem. You know, sometimes our plan needs to be readjusted, not for us. Our plan needs to be readjusted sometimes for our clients, for the people who love us, the people who are following us. You know, you never know who's following you. I just want you to know that you will look up and people will say this, that, and the other, and you just never know who's watching you. So I just want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that all things are possible and that start off this new year right. Do some things right. Get some things done. So that's all I have for today. This is Jones, the Queen of Hearts with a Tuesday tip. That is my new year. Notice, extreme, work, experience, attitude, and readjust your plan. Have a wonderful day. Bye.